think I'd like to sit down. I may just bring this over. I'll project so you guys can hear. Yeah, thank you, Russell. Good morning, everybody. Beautiful morning and a good light show last night.
Fireside chat.
Well, I'm going to share my testimony, which is really, it's God's story, and it's a story about Jesus. It's not about me, although I was and still am a part of the story, but it's really just a story about Jesus. So, I grew up in Hobbs, New Mexico, which is a small town of 30,000 people, and I was in a traditional family of four. My dad was the high school science teacher, and my mom stayed at home with my sister and I. And when I was not in school, I was always outside in the streets playing a pickup game of baseball, basketball, or street football. And if that wasn't happening, if there was no game, we would just ride our bikes all over town. So I was pretty much out of the house, except for nighttime. And every summer I would spend going to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where my grandparents lived, and I'd spend a couple weeks down there. And they had migrated down from New York, so it was a completely different culture, and it was like going into a different world. So that was fun for me. I moved to Houston, Texas, when I was a freshman, right before my freshman year, and I was really excited to get it to a large city because Hobbs was very small. So I was really excited to get into this big city of Houston. That was an exciting time for my life. After high school, I was fortunate to have a business career filled with a lot of variety, which is important to me. I'm kind of high restlessness, so variety was good for me. I started in oil and gas, worked every job I could in that industry, and then ended up moving to healthcare from there. So going back to the beginning part of my life, my parents were very violent fighters. And it seemed like they fought every night or every other night, and since I was very young. And my family also, I felt like wherever we went, we were kind of like the laughingstock family that would be looked at strange. An example is my parents threw a dinner party, and my dad made my mom put the silverware on the floor, so you would have to pick up the fork off the floor if you wanted to eat at our dinner party. And there were many things like that all the time. So I knew we were a weird family in that sense. When I was in the fifth grade, my dad had a nervous breakdown. He left by ambulance, was gone for several weeks, which caused him to lose his job. My mom wasn't working. Pretty soon after that, my parents divorced, and it brought a lot of peace into the home for my dad to leave the home. But it added a new thing, which pretty intense financial pressures at that time. And so there wasn't a lot of money for food. And my mom just really laid on this thread of becoming homeless. So it almost felt like we were homeless because that's how all we ever talked about was how close we were to being homeless. So I began to feel exceedingly insecure about life and my life, and that led to me becoming very fearful about the future. So I started at this time, which was in junior high for me, to cement these thoughts in my mind that I was not good, and I was kind of like a loser from a loser family. That was a very strong thought I had in my mind. So when I graduated high school, I was struggling with anxiety, and I felt like I'm doomed to follow my dad's footsteps, which was my greatest fear, thinking back when he was taken off by ambulance from that nervous breakdown. So at this time, my solution to this was to basically start a war with myself and the world, which was I set out to prove I wasn't a loser. And I tried everything I could think of. It's pretty ridiculous ideas what I thought of. But so I poured myself into bodybuilding for 3 years. And I thought, you know, being short in stature, I thought if I could grow out, that would be something. So I poured a lot into that, and it didn't help with the anxiety or my self-esteem. And so the next thing I thought of was to be a stand-up comic. And I did stand-up comedy for 2 years. I tried acting. And that was a terrible idea because although the highs make you feel pretty good, the lows are terribly painful and just destroy your self-esteem. So that was a terrible choice. So next, I spent a lot of time getting my private pilot's license. I got a personal training fitness license so I could be a personal trainer. None of that helped. And all this was happening while I was making those career changes all in the oil and gas industry and then jumping from that to healthcare. So I was expending tremendous amounts of energy on these attempts to find peace, also while trying to find a job that fit and trying to find peace out of a job. So by the time I turned 32 years old, I was losing hope because I tried such a wide range of things and I was running out of energy. And I worked so hard to make the outside look good that I thought it would make the inside feel good. And none of that was happening. I didn't feel any better. I was feeling worse. So I had one last idea. I was going to get...